This audio presentation is a teaching of Pastor Scott Chiromo of New Hope East Hawaii. In his message titled, Let's Be Honest, Pastor Scott speaks about being honest with God and ourselves. Jesus came to this earth with the purpose to help and heal us. Once we are honest, we can become who God made us to be and learn to be Christ-like. This message was recorded on Sunday, August 9th, 2015. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's so nice to see all of you here. Yesterday, we had another wonderful softball game. And the other team, I think they were afraid, so they didn't all show up. Because we come in a force of like 30 people, and we look like an army. And I think they were intimidated. So I think only there was like maybe six of them showed up. So they asked for volunteers to play on their team, so I, of course, volunteered because on our team, I'm a liability, yeah? So I went on the other team voluntarily, and when they hit the ball to me, it hit my glove and it fell out, and they told me, thank you so much, you are so loyal. But it was great fellowship. You know, we pray before the game, and we ask that God protect, especially the pitchers, because they are in harm's way. And then Casey, I don't know where Casey is, but she is so brave. She's at third base, and she's standing in front of the base, you know, like where the ball comes really fast. And I was like, man, that lady has courage, because when they put me over there, I stand all the way on the grass by the outfield because my reactions are not that fast. And I'm just, right now, I'm just being totally honest because I am not, I think I'm an athlete, okay? But I know I'm not. I try and play the part, and I try hard. And thank God today, I am not sore. Hopefully, it doesn't attack me tomorrow. But man, we are having so much fun doing the co-ed softball league. And if you get a chance to come and visit us, check us out, you can cheer us on, or maybe even get a glove and get in the game. Yeah, and even Pastor Courtney, she scored a run yesterday. But she did skin her leg, but she is tough, man. And she legged it out, and she ended up coming all the way home. For me, like I said, I never even got on base once. You can say that's loyalty, or you can say that I'm not a baseball player. Okay, and I'm not a baseball player, but that's what it is. But this morning, we're going to talk about being honest. How many of you like to be honest? Hey, half of us, the rest of you lying. Yeah, so the ones who raise your hands, you can go home. But why do you come to church? You know, do you come to church because it makes you like, oh, I feel good. I did my thing for the week. I can go through the rest of the week because I did my duty. I went to church. Is it because maybe your spouse, and if it's because your spouse made you come, don't raise your hand. Yeah? Because maybe they make you come to church, or else you're not gonna have your favorite meal. Oh, I see a hand back there. I hope you have a big doghouse. Maybe you come to church because you're looking for, you know, a companion. Maybe you come to connect with your friends. You know, whatever the reason may be that you come to church or you're here this morning. You know, I believe, and I'm grateful that you're here, and I believe that God has something to say to you this morning, and I hope you're ready to hear him. You know, when I was a child, I don't know if you were anything like me, but when I was a child, I used to pretend a lot. I used to have my little blanket, and I used to wrap it around my neck and jump off the couch. I don't know, any of you did that? And I used to pretend to be like Superman or Batman, and sometimes I used to pretend that I was a famous athlete, which you know I'm not. I remember riding my bicycle and pretending it was a motorcycle. You ever put cards on your spokes and the thing make those noises? And the faster you go, I even went down the street with a trash bag to make a parachute. You know. And then when I was older, you know, I would pretend I was a race car driver. Then I got my first speeding ticket. That stopped really fast. And then when I was in my teen years, the older people might be able to relate to this. But when I was in my 20s, I used to pretend I was Norm from the guy Cheers. Yeah, really. That didn't work so good. You know, and I'm you know, talking about being honest, you know, when all these years of my life, I always, you know, looked to other people. Like, I want to be like him. I want to be like him. And then when I was 37, I found God. And it was something that was a wonderful thing, a relationship with God. I discovered what it was like. But then when that happened, I still, you know, kind of wished for things. At one time, I really wanted to be Pastor Alex. But I realized, like, I'm not that good of a fisherman. And plus, the moment I step foot on a boat, I get seasick real badly. I mean, I was like, man, this guy is so amazing. He's so organized. He's such a good friend. And he's such a great fisherman. So I would go fishing with him. And when he would launch the boat, and I would hold the boat right there at the pier while he parks the truck, I would get sick watching the boat go up and down. And I was like, man, why did I agree to come fishing? But it was all to just be in his company and to learn from him. At times I think, wow, what if I could be like Pastor Wayne or Pastor Rick Warren? I think like, man, I think, well, that might have been asking for too much. Then I discovered that if I was to be me, I wouldn't have to try and be someone else that I wasn't. I didn't have to fake anything, because what you saw, what you see up here is what you get. And I realized that that would be the best thing for me to do. Honestly, if I was to just be me, then I wouldn't deceive anybody, including myself. What you saw is what you got. You know, when people come to my house and they see pieces of plywood lying around, and, you know, it's like, that's me. They see the grass long and not cut yet. That's me. I don't get to cut the grass every week. I don't like to cut the grass every week, especially now. It grows so fast. As soon as you cut it, you got to cut it again. And, you know, I always said, man, I just got to be real. You come to my house, you see pieces of wood, you see sawdust, you see my chickens running around, my dog running around. Hey, I'm sorry, but that's how I am. I'm not the neatest type of person. You know, I go to Pastor Alex's house. He has a place for all of his fishing stuff, and all of his ice chests has a home. And I'm like, wow. And I go to Pastor Steve's house, and his house is so clean. It's spotless. And I was like, wow. Then I go to Pastor Pauline's house to work on projects to help her out. Her husband follows me around with a dustpan and a broom. And I think, I always thought, like, man, how do these guys keep it so together? You know, and I think, like, man, my house is not spotless like theirs. Not everything has a home. And I always thought, like, man, I always wanted to be like these people, because in my eyes, I think, like, these are like, wow, is this what a pastor's house is supposed to look like? Because if it does, I don't qualify. And, you know, I've been asking God for several years to change me, to change my heart, because, Lord, I really do want to be neat like Pastor Alex. I really want to be able to read books like Pastor Steve, and I would really like to have compassion like Pastor Pauline, and I would like to be funny too like Pastor Wayne. But honestly, God wants me to be me, who he created me to be. And sometimes it feels like I have to be somebody different to lead this church, to be perfect, to be called pastor. But I am far from it. Just like you, I need Jesus Christ as much as the next person. And today I just want to be open and honest. And I want our family to be an open and honest family. You know, at our men's ministry, we come here second and fourth Saturdays, and we get together. And I tell you what, each of us, we come with our problems. We don't come in fancy clothes, head up high, Oh, it's all good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's all glorious. No, we come here with our hurts, with our troubles. We come here honest and open. We come here to share with each other, hey, guys, I'm in a bit of trouble and I need prayer. We developed a culture at our men's ministry. Come just as you are, hurting or not. And we encourage each other to be ourselves, to be honest about our relationship with Jesus Christ. That's how I want us to be each and every Sunday as we gather. Some of you come here and you guys tell me, oh, I'm fine. Everything is good. Some of you come and say, man, with tears in your eyes, I need prayer. And you guys are honest, and I appreciate that. Because when you're honest, man, I know better how I can pray for you. And that's the trouble, you know, when sometimes we come, and sometimes we think that when we come here in church, we need to be perfect. And let's be honest, the reason why we come to church, because we're not perfect. The reason why we come to church is because we're hurting. The reason why we come to church is because we need that hug. We need that fellowship. That's why Jesus came. Number one, Jesus came to help me. He came here to help me. In Matthew 9:12, Jesus said this, but when Jesus heard this, he said, it is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. In the context of what is going on, when Jesus called Matthew to come follow him, Matthew was a tax collector. Jesus said, come follow me. So he went and he followed him. And when he started to follow him, he had this idea. Say, I am going to get my buddies, my tax collector buddies, have dinner, and I'm going to invite Jesus so that they can meet. So when he was doing this, the Pharisees and the leaders was like, why is Jesus eating dinner with those people? Then Jesus said, it's not for the healthy people, but for the sick people. You know, the Pharisees would never eat with those type of people. And he asked Jesus' disciple, why was he eating with them? And the response was that, you know, he didn't come for the people who think they're all good and they're all puffed up. But it came for the people who are sick and who are hurting. And now if we were honest with each other, there's some point in time where we are hurt, we are sick, but all the time I believe we need Jesus. We need to be honest. Really, Pastor Scott, you want me to be honest in church? Are you kidding? No, I'm not kidding. We want you to be honest. We really want you. You have a marital problem? Let us know. We can pray for you. You have children problem? Well, who doesn't? Right? The only time you don't have children problems is you don't have children. Right? Work problems, health problems. I want you to be honest. I want us to be able to come here, share what's going on, and not let it turn into gossip, but use that as a way to pray for people. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. You know, Jesus made this call for those in faith who would just come and turn to him. Come, all of you who are weary, burdened. Come, and I'll give you rest. Take his yoke. I mean, if you have a yoke that is heavy and burdensome, then you might have the wrong yoke. Because Jesus said his yoke is light. Doesn't put all those burdens on you. We need to be honest. In Luke 18:10-13, two men went into the temple to pray. One, a Pharisee. The other, a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and was praying this to himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing some distance away, was even unwilling to lift his eyes to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Which one of these guys was being real? Which one of these guys was being honest? When you can live life like you, imperfect human being, saved by grace, don't have to pretend like you have it all together, because we know that you don't. But you have to convince yourself that you don't. That's why we get to come here each week. The hospital for sick people. Jesus came for the sick. The church is where sick people come and they get healed. They get cured. They get encouraged. I think that's why we get to come here each week, because there's something in our lives that we all got to deal with. And we come to church to hear from God and to get encouragement from one another. We don't come here because we think we're all that. Number two, we need to be honest. Seriously, think about it. Man, if you ever tried pretending to be someone else, it is so hard. But if we be honest and be ourselves, where we don't hide nothing, that's such a weight. Knowing that we here as a family will love you, whether if your body is covered in tattoos or piercing, whether if you have a puka puka shirt or broken slippers, we're still going to love you. Whether if you was in jail or not, we're still going to love you. Whether you come in a suit and a tie, we're still going to love you. Yeah, because when they wear suits and ties, man, they're like, whoa. I mean, yeah, we can dress up like that. And I have done that to do weddings and funerals, and it's hot. It's not practical for me to wear a suit and a tie. It's very hot wearing two shirts today. But if I don't, honestly, you just see my shirt change color. And then you would just really avoid me after service. But we need to be honest. James 5:16, therefore confess your sins to one another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. I mean, we all go through ups and downs. And if you don't, then you're lying. But we all do. I mean, there are some days that I just don't feel like getting out of bed. But I know I have to because I gotta preach. It's Sunday. But we all go through it. When I go through it, I go find myself some brothers who can encourage me, who can talk to me, or I can talk with. You know, finding brothers and sisters to hang out with that will encourage you is a very good thing. Because it's a place where you can go, where you can say you have a problem, and they're not going to gossip about you, but they're going to be able to pray for you. And that's the culture we want to have here at New Hope. Where you come to me with a problem, and I am not going to announce it before the whole church, but I will take it and I'll pray for you. I want this place to be where we can share with each other. I want us to be open, to be honest, to be upright. I want this to be a place where we can know that it's a safe place. People call me, people text me with your prayer requests. And you know, when I get your prayer requests, I get excited because I know I get to pray for you in a specific way that you ask. I want us to be able to come knowing that we will not be condemned for something we may have done. I want us to be able to come here and not get questioned like, hey, where were you last week? How come you didn't come here? I mean, when I see you, I'm just so happy to see you, and I will just tell you that I missed you. It's a small church, and when you don't show up, we know. We do know. When you don't show up, we miss you. If we were to be honest about everything and not hide anything, we wouldn't have to act differently in different places. When you're in church, can you act the same way as you are when you're at home or at work? You know, if we were to be open and honest, man, think about it. You tell me, hey, I'm having car problems or my washing machine broke, and then I know somebody who's moving and selling stuff. Then if we're open and honest, we can share things. Man, you think of how better we could serve each other. Amen? And that's what, you know, a family is for, to help serve, to love, to encourage one another. But if you're all good, like I am good all the time, nothing bothers me. I am in God's will every moment of every day, of every second, of every minute. I am good. Then what? Nobody would be praying for you because you're not honest with us. So here it is, number three. Be who God made you to be. Put your name in that blank. Okay, because you don't want to be me, right? You're going to have to get shorter clothes, smaller shoes. You can get a smaller car. But be who God made you to be. Don't be nobody else. Psalms 119:73. Your hands made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. See, God made us, and he knows what's best for us. So let's be honest. We need him. Let's be who God created us to be. Because you don't want to be nobody else. Don't try to be others, or don't try to be who others want you to be. Because sometimes, you know, it can really weigh a lot when our spouse wants you to be somebody else. And it's hard. When I was not going to church, and my wife was, I bet you she wanted me to be somebody else. But she didn't bug me about it. She just prayed really hard. And finally, you know, I guess God changed me into a different person. And I hope she's happy with what God did. Psalms 139:14, I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. God knew what he was doing when he made you, amen? So why would you want to be somebody else? We need to be honest. If anything, this is what we can be. Be Christ-like. We can be Christ-like. We can be the man or woman of God, what God made us to be. Be honest. Be yourselves. Man, if you don't read the Bible every day, tell me, hey, you know, I miss reading the Bible. I won't be so shocked. If you swear a lot, if you smoke cigarettes, if you drink, be honest. You know, sometimes when I see people in the store and they have a shopping cart with a six-pack of beer, and they see me, man, they turned on the other aisle. And it's like, man, I've been there, I've done that. You know, the Bible doesn't say if you drink a beer, it's a sin, but if you get drunk, it is. But don't hide. Be open, be honest. And I think when we can be open and honest with the body of Christ, then we can care for each other in a very deep and special way. You know, like your immediate family, you know what goes on in your family. You know, because of the intimate relationship with husband and wife and spouse, you know how to care for each other. You know when something is bothering them. If we were to be open and honest, I tell you, this place would become so popular that people would be trying to break down the gates to get in here. That people would see what we have in our relationships, and they would be like, man, I want some of that. I desperately need some of that. And we can show them the love of Christ if we choose to be open, to be honest, be ourselves. Amen? Would you bow your heads? To be open and honest is to understand that we can't go through life walking out of the will of God. We can't go through life without Jesus Christ. And if you are honest and you really need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, I would ask you honestly to pray this prayer with me. It goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. Honestly, if you prayed that prayer for the first time with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, would you hold up a hand? I want to pray for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? You may put your hands down. Lord, you have seen the honesty of your people. They said, yes, I need you. Come into my life. Save me. And Lord, that was the prayer. And we believe, according to your word, by faith, that we have been saved through grace. Not of works, but it is a gift of God that we may not boast. So Lord, those whose hands went up honestly said they need you. Lord, fill their hearts, fill their lives with you as they begin this journey. Lord, let us help them. Let us encourage them in the path that they're going to take, that they may have this incredible encounter with you that would change their lives for the better, for good, for the rest of their lives. We thank you so much, Lord, for the fellowship we have here, for the openness and the honesty that we have from our brothers and sisters, that we would not gossip about them when they confess to us, but we would pray for them and that we would love them and not judge them. We thank you so much. We pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people say, amen. Give the Lord praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Would you all stand?
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Chiroma of New Hope Christian Fellowship East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street, Kau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.